The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I wore a full-length trench coat fur, and it was 70-plus degrees outside. Why? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
Huge automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're broadcasting from the DCS Progressive Insurance Studio. So, Otto DJ'd a big party.
Okay.
And it's called Après-Ski. Après-Ski, I don't know. I'm not French, but it stands for after-ski. And it was a theme party. And I got to dress up with a fur hat and mittens and a whole fur coat and boots with the fur, like Flo Rida says.
Boots with the fur.
It was so much fun.
And it was a very fancy event.
Fancy, dude. Skiing in itself is fancy. So
it is, but it was skiing in somebody's backyard with a bunch of Veuve Clicquot, which is, everybody calls it Veuve, but that's not the name. It's actually Veuve. Champagne. I just love a good theme party.
Well,
any
skiing in the backyard
up
is what my uncles do every weekend. So, I guess we've been partying fancy. But this theme party, I imagine it was like the Aspen Alps or whatever.
Otto, how would you describe it? Aspen Alps, it was, right?
It definitely had an Aspen vibe to it. Everybody was in their skier gear. I was playing a lot of house music.
Oh.
It felt like it, like, you know, when you come off the slopes and everybody parties in the lodge down?
Nope. Not at all, dog. I'm a desert guy, bro.
When you go skiing, that's what people do.
Because you know what you're describing to me? It sounds like a scene from Dumb and Dumber. Like when
it was just like that.
That's pretty much my own point of reference I have for this whole situation. Is
literally looked just like that.
I
should have dressed like that.
Yeah, dude.
Otto, that's what we should have done. You should have been dumb and I should have been dumber. That would have been great. You're never down
missed
for a couple's theme. But look, Otto's like, now we could have done that. That would have been
Jeff
so
Daniels.
Much fun. It was just such a great reason to get dressed up and have fun. Like, I wasn't even working. I just went along. I ended up working once I go
with
him.
I was working.
Uh-oh.
After 5 hours of standing and my feet started cramping, I was like, oh, I'm working tonight.
But Otto had everybody jumping like it was, I swear, it was craziness till he finally had to leave. They paid him to stay 2 extra hours.
Hey, that's always a fun time.
Yeah, that was 1 month of Ava's sorority. All right. So what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Public Radio Broadcast Day, everybody.
Let's go.
Yeah, dude.
Thank you so much for listening to us. The best part about the show, the commercials. Hey, everybody got to work and pay bills.
Right?
Right. I support your job. Support ours. Okay?
And we'll wrap it up on National Rubber Ducky Day.
Oh, you know how much I love this song. I got to play it. Okay, there's this group, this duo back in the day called Bert and Ernie. And Bert dropped this one right here.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bad time, lots of fun.
Everybody! Everybody, come on! It makes you feel good, that song. Are they the greatest duo, kids duo of all time, Bert and Ernie?
Definitely top 10.
Right, because you got Fred and Barney.
Oh, Fred and Barney. Man, so many. SpongeBob and Patrick.
SpongeBob and Patrick.
I mean, yeah, there's so many people.
Minnie and Mickey.
Yeah, so many.
Notice I put Minnie first.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Automatic, my husband over here, cried when we left the dogs by a mountain in New Mexico with their new house. With our
Why
family.
Why are you laughing?
With our family. I'm not laughing. I don't
you
think
just
it's
laughed.
Funny.
No, you well, just I mean, laughed. You I, thought it was funny.
You didn't cry like, oh my gosh, Otto, you came
you
back.
You weren't even there, so I don't know why you're even telling the story.
We literally, you laughed with me on the couch. You said, Dana, I cried. And your eyes teared up again.
Okay, let me tell you exactly what happened. So for Christmas, Dana stayed here with her mother. She's in the hospital and Dana slept with her at the hospital Christmas
Eve, Christmas morning. Want to be there with my mama.
Only one person can stay at the hospital. So I went to New Mexico and I went to go see my mom and my sister and my brothers.
Mainly
and my,
the dogs.
And my sister, who was nice enough this past year to take on our dogs because we were not able to watch them like they should have been watched. And
we're good dog parents.
Yeah. And so I let them go live with my sister and I spent the whole time with my sister. And it was nice to be with my dogs, especially Didi. She's 14 years old. She's a husky.
They recognize you right away?
What do you mean you recognize me? They love
me. They whined and cried and hugged him and like they were up on the couch with him. And they're not supposed to be on the couch, by the way. But it didn't matter.
No, she lets them sleep on the couch, which is a whole other thing. Because when I got to the house, Eros, the other one, was on the couch and I looked at him and he jumped off the couch.
Oh.
So when you were leaving is when you got...
So when my sister was taking me to the airport, I realized that Didi is 14 years old and that her hips are starting to get a little bit bad. And that might have been the last time I could see her.
Oh, it is not the last time you're going to see that tough girl.
But okay, well...
She's such a tough girl.
I hope. And that was one of the things I just started thinking about that. And she's been with me 14 years. I love her. She's one of my best friends.
Autumn does not cry. He does not cry. I've seen this man cry twice, and it's all the dogs.
That's
when we
the
had to put
of,
our dog Hades down, and then with Didi leaving her.
That's tough. Saying goodbye to your pet as they cross over into pet heaven is always tough. But nevertheless, also too, like I feel like that's the beauty of the love that pets show you is how to communicate without verbal cues, and then also that bond. You know, they're man's best friend for a reason.
There's a reason that we love our pets unconditionally. It's called unconditional acceptance. I looked this up. There's something about the way an animal loves us with no condition. They don't care if you're late.
Yeah.
They don't care what you smell like. They don't care if you don't have your makeup on, your hair's not done.
They're just happy to see you.
They're just happy to see you. And they cuddle and they make you feel good because they love you.
Yeah, exactly.
How was the cry? Was it an emotional outburst or was it like just
one
solid?
It wasn't even a cry.
Was it stoic? Do you feel like it was stoic? Was it one tear down the...
First of all, it was dark.
Thanks, dude. Were you driving down the mountain?
My sister was driving me and Ava was in the back and my sister asked me a question. Nobody had even noticed I was crying. And then Ava goes, "Are you crying, Dad? Did you just cry?"
What did you say?
I was like, "No." And then, and then Sarah looks at me and she goes, "You're crying." And I was like, "Well, Didi, I'm going to miss her."
You're getting upset right now. I love my pets. They love us.
I know.
There's a scientific reason.
So the cat
reason.
Thing is a whole other story because we've had the dogs, like I said, we've had
14 years. Yeah.
And when we moved into a 2-bedroom apartment and I just didn't feel right about putting two huskies in a 2-bedroom apartment.
We did have a big conversation. I was like, let's just bring him. We'll pay. He's like, it's not fair. And we, honestly, his sister took the dogs on their own. And the cat, he didn't want the cat. I didn't ask for the cat.
I was not.
You did ask for the cat
15 years ago. But I had no idea that Dana was going to buy the cat. And she just told me one day, "Hey, let's go to the airport to go pick up a cat."
And now?
I love the cat.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A lot of people carry leftover weight from their past relationship into their new one. How do you deal with that person? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Hayden.
Okay, Hayden, go ahead.
I think with a lot of that deals with is it's a lot personal. Mm. You know, I've been in these situations and I also know a bunch of people that have been in this situation. And I think the first step to even really moving closer, moving foreclosure, is really forgiving yourself.
Oh,
because the ultimate thing about this is that when you try to interact with another human being and y'all want to intersect y'all's lives together and spend each other's time, it's a verbal contract that you have with this other person.
Mm-hmm.
So you give them your trust, your love, your care, your time. And that's an investment. Whether you're doing it for work or just your own personal reason, it's all an investment for something later on.
And you lose confidence in yourself as a person. I mean, you don't even mean to. It's not your fault, but because you gave so much and you don't...
And you didn't get it back.
You didn't get it. The love, the respect, all of that Hayden just said wasn't reciprocated. So automatically, you have self-doubt. Because what did you do wrong? Nothing. It's the other person.
Once you experience that trauma, you don't want to experience that again. So obviously, your body is going to pop out these signs, whether they're true or not. Your mind's going to be looking for it to defend yourself from being hurt again.
So have you been with somebody who you felt like, because you sound like you have some experience with this, have you been with somebody you felt like had some trauma in their lives, or are you the one who had it and you learned how to deal with it and let it go?
Both.
Oh, man, look at this guy.
I try to speak from both sides of the bridge, you know?
You're so emotionally intelligent. I was like, something happened at Hayden.
He's dated a few crazy women. I was just saying.
Oh, gosh.
He's too nice to say it. He ain't going to say it. But we've all been there, brother.
No, they're all nuts.
You was all thumbs up until you said that, Hayden.
Yeah, that's why you
still
got
love for him.
The crazier, the more you loved him, Hayden.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Hey, they made life interesting. Yeah. You know, I go to my 9-to-5. I go home. I eat dinner. I sleep and repeat. So I got a little nuts at home, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, what do I get to hop in today?
Hey,
oh, man.
How we feeling?
Man, we love you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Man, call back anytime. Obviously, we love talking to you. Have a great day.
Thank you guys for what y'all do every morning. I listen to y'all every day.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all are awesome.
You made my entire day. Have a great one. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Y'all have a better one. Thank you. Bye.
At least he's honest. He's like, you know, I need a little something in my life. But being a little crazy doesn't mean you have to be toxic. There's a difference between being, okay, Otto and I might have a little spicy argument every now and then, but I'm not a toxica, and he's not a toxico, and there's a difference between
unless we're
toxic.
Driving.
Unless we're driving.
If we're driving, then she's the most toxic person I know.
And that's because you're a bad driver.
Oh.
Hi, it's a Dana Cortez show. Donna, go ahead. Who's the toxic relationship? What toxic relationship are you in?
I have a friend. I met her actually on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I got really close to this girl. And at first, she would be like, oh, my God, this guy that I'm talking to, he's so mean to me. I was a little bit tipsy, and I guess I said something out of line. And he told me, I'm going to teach you a lesson. And he blocks me. I was on the phone with her while she cried, and she cried. Well, I was like, well, you just need to let him go.
Right.
You know, obviously, this man is not good for you. And she's like, but I love him. Oh. I love him. And she didn't love him. I was like, you don't love him. You don't even live in the same. You love what y'all do on the phone.
I was going to say, you don't even know who this person is. They don't.
Exactly.
They could be misrepresenting themselves. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes. Every time I talk to her again, I try to, oh, so what's going on with you? Oh, so-and-so blocked me again.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, what? Over and over and over again. After, like, the fifth time of her saying he blocked me, at this point, I'm like, woman, I'm not answering him.
I'm about to block
like,
you.
Donna, I swear I was going to tell you, you need to block her, girl. That's it.
Yes, my friends were like, my other friends that I would talk to her about, they're like, well, she seems kind of toxic. I was like, honestly, yes.
There's a difference.
She's like, this is just a friendship.
Yeah, there's a difference between being spicy and having an argument and toxic, where you're inviting this toxicity into your life. And once you do that, it spreads.
She even says it herself. She's like, I'm so toxic. If he were to do the same thing I were doing, I would, honestly, I would be tripping too.
She loves the drama.
Yes, but it got to the point where the friendship is now just sharing memes every now and then. You know, because it's just too stressful. I got my own stuff to stress about. And I'm a good listener. I'll be there for my friends if they need a shoulder to cry on. But if you're going to keep putting yourself in the same situation and then coming out the victim every time, it's like, you got to put a stop to it somehow.
Donna, I'm going to share a meme with you to share with her. And it says, it's not them, it's you. Okay, I'm going to send you that meme. I love you, Donna. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The car that Tupac Shakur was in back in 1996 was shot up in Vegas is for sale.
Oh, whoa.
How much is it? Yeah, I know. I don't know how to feel about this. I'll give you all the details after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Orlando Bloom, Liam Hemsworth, and Laura Harvey celebrating their birthday.
All right, so Tupac Shakur, obviously we all know he was gunned down in Las Vegas after that Mike Tyson fight in 1996. He and Suge Knight were rolling down the strip in a brand new 7 Series BMW. The car is now for sale. Starting bid is $1.75 million.
Ooh, I feel like that's a fair amount for that relic of just pop culture, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what you call it at this point, is it?
And I'm not going to lie, I'm looking at the video right now. This car, they restored it completely. They took the bullet holes out. Mm-hmm. It looks clean.
Took the bullet holes out.
I mean, it was a great year of the 96 BMW 7 Series.
Anthony's like, well, that if you're changing it to original status, and is
it? Yeah. I want the bullets in it. I need the bullet shells in there, dog, if I'm going to pay a million.
So you can tell on the inside where the bullets went through, but they fixed the outside so it looks
clean.
Yeah. I think it's a weird thing to own. And I think it belongs like in a museum or something.
I think it's odd in general. Anthony, your first reaction.
It's a
little
bit morbid.
Yes.
Otto, thank you. Thank you very much. Your first reaction was mine. Like, I get it. A collector might want it. But, and to be clear, the auction, you know, they're saying he did not die in this car. He died in the hospital later. Well, I understand, but he was shot in the car.
Yeah, that's...
That's kind of an odd excuse to, hey, we're going to sell this for... You know, that's the starting bid. I don't know what it's going
to
go for.
And also, I do want to take it here, too, though, is like, it's also a weird thing to auction off when the case isn't completely solved. That's weird, right? It's like, we're already...
TPD's still, like,
yeah,
going
in. Yeah, so I guess we're just done with the car, so...
Is this something you would buy? Like, do you understand why somebody would want it? You said morbid. I thought that was a great way to coin the feeling we have.
If I had an extra $2 million laying around and I didn't have anything better to spend it on, I might put this in my garage and be like, hey, this is the car, but I can't see myself spending that kind of money on something like this.
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
It makes me sad. Like, come look at the car.
I've been to the Mafia Museum in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have like Bonnie and Clyde's car in there and different other things. And I'm thinking, like,
it still has the bullet holes in it.
Yes. I really feel like this car belongs in some sort of museum or something like that or something. I don't think you should own it. It's like bring the Annabelle doll to your house.
Maybe a museum will buy it.
That's right.
That happens a lot of times. Maybe a museum will buy it. All right, so we'll keep you updated as the story develops. It doesn't even say when a car
is officially
going to sell. Who, Otto?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Why wouldn't they? That's where this belongs. All right, we'll see who gets it. Hopefully it goes there.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, so which Kardashian Jenner girl or woman says she's never had any work done? I want you to guess. I want you to think about it. She sat down with the In Your Dreams podcast. It is none other than Kendall Jenner.
Oh. I've never had any plastic surgery on my face, nothing. I've never had any work done. I told you the only thing I've done twice, I've done baby Botox in my forehead. I didn't love it and I don't love it and I consider it sometimes, but then I'm like, my eyebrows are so straight and low to my eyes that I actually really like enjoy the movement that I have. So if anything, I did it for like fine lines. But what I want to say is that I do find it really damaging because then I think young people, like you were saying, you did that at 18 and sometimes we just have curiosity and all those things.
Totally.
But it can affect young people in such an interesting way because then they see that and they're like, that's what I have to do to look like that. And then they go rush and they do something silly, maybe things that later on we regret.
Do you believe, Otto, Anthony, do you believe that Kendall Jenner has not had any work done?
I don't believe she has work done, but also I think I'm also starting to learn that there's a different, that work done has different definitions of different people. Because she was saying that.
Didn't she just say she had Botox? Isn't that work
but
done?
But she doesn't. She just had liner.
So Botox is not work done. That's not a surgical procedure.
For me, I think it's anytime you get any procedure done on you, it's work done, in my opinion.
Oh, okay, so you're thinking whether it's Botox, whether it's whatever.
It's anything. If it's
that's not
anything.
Work done. Those are injectables. There's a difference between Botox. There's a difference between filler. There's a difference between going under the knife.
Because her sister, Kylie, she's had a nose job and a bunch of lip job, right?
I don't know. Kylie pretty much doesn't. I mean, she's talked about her lips. We all knew that. That was a huge season about it because... And she turned that into a $1 billion industry, honey.
She did.
You know she's had breast implants. She's talked about it. She gave out exactly what her surgeon did to her.
I don't think it was a diss. I don't think Kendall dissed her sisters in any way. I think it's just recognizing the influence that you have and understanding that, you know, it could give the perception to younger men and women out there that that's the only way you could obtain that kind of beauty if that's what your goal is.
These women, though, you know, when I went to go see, and Otto, you were with me, I was getting my Botox from Dr. Franco. Austin plastic surgeon. And I asked him, what do people want? Like when they come in, he's like, everybody wants to look like Kim Kardashian. And he said, you know, most people couldn't look like Kim Kardashian before she had surgery. She's just a really beautiful person. And so when you strive to look that way, you can lose yourself.
Yeah. And I really hate that these young girls are so influenced by it because recently my daughter just told me that her friend got lip injections. And I was like, why would she even do something like, why would she start messing with her face at such a young age?
Right,
she's going to end up
right.
stretching things out and looking really weird. And I think it's just because of the pressure of TikTok and social media and the Kardashians, just everything.
Otto, I'm so glad you brought that up because I'm sure we're not the only parents going through that with kids asking, what age is appropriate for injections, Botox, like, and plastic surgery. 877-730-DCS1. Tap in. I think we need to talk about this another day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.